Episode 947, How You Handle Life's Detours Determines Your Direction.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is a brand new week. It's time to get your blood pumping because God has something extraordinary planned, especially for you. Today is Mindset Monday, and yes, we're digging into the mind's eye. It's all about how you handle life's detours determines your direction. We're going deep. It's a deep dive, so you're brave enough, right? Come on. Bring your courage. We're going to get this one right. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Also, guess what? Create Your Now TV is around the corner. Yes, it is. So you want to be there when it launches. Go to Create Your Now TV in the show notes. Click on the link so you can subscribe. You do not want to miss anything. And just so you know, yes, right now, every single episode is being posted to YouTube. So maybe somebody doesn't quite understand, you know, how podcasts work. Guess what? You can still spread the news and send them over to our brand new YouTube channel. But the launching of it is coming around the corner, so I want you to be prepared. Okay, it's time to dive in. I told you we're going to get deep today, and we are. It's how you handle life's detours that determines your direction. You know, life happens all the time around us. It happens to us, and we can get really caught up in the rigmarole, the roller coaster, whatever you want to call it. We can get stuck in the messiness. And sometimes we feel like all we are is in the quicksand and we're always sinking. The question is, are you moving forward or are you sliding backwards? You're doing one or the other. If you're stuck, that doesn't mean you're not there, because if you're stagnant, what? You're dead. And that's not where we're going to go today. You don't want to die today. No, because God has bigger plans for you here right now. He has created you on purpose for a purpose. Now think about this. Personal development and growth is never easy. But if you desire to live your dreams with passion daily, you're going to have to take some detours. They're going to come up. You want change, you're going to have some detours. Life isn't about always what you want and how you want it given to you on the silver platter. No, sometimes we have to take it on a log or maybe a block of wood or maybe, if we're lucky, just some splinters. Even Jesus warned us of this. In John 16:33, he says this, "In this world you will have trouble." You know, we lived in Houston for a good period of time. My husband was there finishing his fellowship, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it there. The only thing I didn't like was the traffic, and it was crazy, kind of like LA traffic, or I'm sure if you were brave enough to drive in New York City, kind of like New York City traffic. It's just chaotic, messy, all the time. And what would happen though when I was driving? Now this, when we were there in Houston at this time, we had four children. I had four under the age of 6 years old. I was homeschooling at that time. And so the kids were always with me. My husband, I could rely on him, but never his schedule. So basically my life was enveloped with children all the time. And sometimes my husband would grace us with his presence. It was just where we were in our season of life. But I tell you this because we would be driving and I would go and have to run to the grocery store. Well, guess who came with me? Four little ones in tow. You see, our little Einstein was born in Houston. And so he was just a little infant. And I would take him all over the place along with his three older siblings. And the craziness of all of it was is when all of a sudden traffic came to a complete halt and there's a random road closure. Detour ahead, road closed. And I'm like, whoa, what? Wait, you can't do this to me. You see, in Houston, and sometimes in a lot of Texas roads, they really space out their exits. So their exits may be 2.5, 3, 4, 5 miles before the next one. And so if one is closed for no reason at all, I mean, they just close it. Nobody's working on it. It just says road closed, and you can't go through unless you're going to knock down all that wood and ruin your car, which there were times I really wanted to do that. I'm telling you, it got on my nerves. It was kind of this typical thing. And I was like, this is not fair. Life isn't fair. We have these roadblocks, these road closures, these detours that pop up when we least expect them. It drives you crazy, doesn't it? And for some reason, you know, when I would get on those roads and then it would be a detour, gosh, I'd have to go way out of my way to where I really wanted to be. And that could add another 45 minutes, and that really actually felt like days at times, especially depending on how the children were acting in the back. When you woke up this morning, you know, were you hoping that the morning was going to just coast through, that everything was going to be perfect, yet only to find that you hit a few detours? Maybe you came upon an unexpected traffic accident on the way to work. Maybe you got a phone call that your child is sick and you need to go pick them up at school. Maybe you have a broken appliance in your home, so now you're on the phone trying to get it scheduled for a repair. I sure hope it's not the washing machine. Those are the worst appliances to go bad. That and the refrigerator. Just saying. Maybe there's a long line at the grocery store and you're really, you know, on a time schedule here and you're like, this doesn't fit into what I need. Or maybe it's just every day you're running late. No reason. It's just another day. How you handle life's detours determines your direction. Are you moving forward or are you sliding backwards? So let's get to the heart of your typical response. There are three typical responses. I can relate to every single one of them. So I'm telling myself already, I'm guilty, guilty, and I am guilty. Let's see where you fall. First one, victim. Yeah, those detours come along, those road closures. Can't go here, but why? I want to. It's, oh, woe's me. Everyone is out to get me. Why can't I catch a break? What is it? Good karma for everybody else, but bad karma for me. I mean, seriously. It's not fair. Life isn't fair. Do you find yourself being the victim, playing the victim card? Why can't life just be like, oh, everybody else? Because right now, everybody else's life looks rosy compared to what you're going through right now. It's messy in the middle. What about number two, controller? Oh, yeah. Yes, I will do this my way. No one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to play it my way. Ego comes into it, doesn't it? You become very protective of what? You. It's all about number one, you. You know, I've been all of them so far. I've been the victim. I felt sorry for myself. Oh, you know, it just isn't fair. Life isn't fair. You know, Lord, why can't I have things my way once in a while? And the controller, oh yeah, we all love to control. Just admit it. It's easier when you know that these are our tendencies as a human being. Don't consider it a fault. Just know that these are the tendencies so you can learn from them and grow from them, because God's got big plans for you. But it doesn't stop there. So we've got victim, controller. Number three is guardian. You want to play it safe. No risk. You want to stay within your comfort zone. I like it here. You know, I mean, yeah, I could go out for that job that I really want. I just saw it posted. Oh, but no, I've got all the procedures down pat over here. I'm comfortable here. It says guardian. We like to play it safe. Well, when you look at all three of those, the victim, the controller, the guardian, what do you find in common with these three responses? It's all about guarding, protecting you and where you feel comfortable. You want to protect your heart, right? Because we don't want to get hurt. We don't want to feel bad. We don't want to have pain. You don't want the detour. You're tired of the messy, because that makes you uneasy. It makes you mad at times, maybe even angry, even depressed. So you huddle and hunker. Maybe that's where you are right now, today in your life. You're living life, huddling and hunkering. And you're like, okay, I'm right here. This is all right. I can deal with this. If I don't go any further than this in life, I'm fine. But God's still shaking it up. Because what's missed is the second part of John 16:33. Let me read you that entire verse. I have told you these things so that in me, meaning in Jesus, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. But take heart. Pay attention. I have overcome. You don't have to worry about guarding. You don't have to worry about controlling. And you don't have to play the victim. What do you need to do? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You must choose safety or significance. And I just want you to think about that for a moment. Yes, you know I'm going to break it down. But what do you think safety or significance means to you? How you handle life's detours determines your direction. Well, let's look at it. Number one, how do you want to live your life? You want to live your life with caution tape or with impact and influence? Maybe. There's no right or wrong answer here. You just need to answer honestly. What is it for you? Number two, what do you want your life to stand for? What do you want your life to mean? Do you want it to be protective of you? Or do you want to stand for unconditional love, willing to reach beyond you and your competencies? You're willing to take a chance for others. It's not about the skills that you have taught yourself, but how God is equipping you. Safety or significance. And number three, where do you want to go? What's the direction you're headed? How you handle life's detours determines your direction. Are you moving forward or sliding backwards? What do you say? Safety or significance? With safety, you live a life based on experiences or within the confines of your own comfort zone. That's the huddle and hunker down, right? I'm okay right where I'm at. Don't push me, because if so, I don't like this feeling. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've been there. Maybe that's why you decided to backtrack a little bit, because you didn't like the feeling. So that's safety. When you live life based on experiences, you're determining it. You're thinking the victim, the controller, the guardian. Or do you choose significance? And within significance, it's impact, influence, living life with God holding you up. It's not about you winning the race, but it's about what? God running the race with you. The marathon of life. Train for life. Love your journey. Maybe you are wanting some help in choosing safety or significance. Click on the link, Take Aim. I have a free gift for you. Remember, Take Aim, action ignites motivation. When you click on that link, Take Aim, you are saying yes to my free gift to you, which is a coaching call, complimentary. If you've never spoken with me before, you have me. It's my gift. I would love to come beside you and help you figure out safety or significance. Where are you in your messiness of life, and how we can figure out together some strategies and tools to move you forward so you can figure out where you're headed? Because you know what? You want to handle life's detours because you know they're already going to happen, right? But take heart. God has overcome the world. You're not doing this by yourself. I'm here for you. God's here for you. Click on that link. Take Aim. Let's chat. So think back for a moment. When you first read this title of this episode, How You Handle Life's Detours Determines Your Direction, what were your thoughts? Oh man, Christiane, I am succeeding. This is an awesome day. I am ready for this. It is extraordinary. I just can't put into words how exhilarating I feel right now. If that's you, praise the Lord. But a lot of us are floating in the messy middle. We're stuck. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Maybe we've even lost hope that we don't want to wake up on a Monday morning, a Tuesday morning, a Wednesday morning, a Thursday morning, a Friday, or a Saturday, or a Sunday. We just want to stay well, huddled, and hunkered down. God's got bigger plans for you. He created you on purpose for a purpose. He wants to grow you and stretch you, but you have got to be willing. So do you choose safety or significance? God wants to take you through significance. You matter to Him. You matter to me. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.